We're 14 minutes after 9 o'clock. Mother Nature giving us the moisture this morning, that is for sure. It is a wet one. It is a wet one. We are going to be continuing on. And, hey, we get Eel River flooding starting tomorrow and into Wednesday. Isn't that exciting? How much flooding we'll get, we will see. The weather folks keep changing their models. So we'll see what happens. So, anyway, we've got a new theater company called Night Vision, and we've got a whole bunch of folks here in the studio. And, Zach, why don't you tell us about the theater and introduce your crew here?
Great. So, thanks for having us, first of all.
Sure.
It's awesome. Night Vision is a company that I've started with these lovely people here, and we're doing Iphigenia 2.1, which is based on Euripides' Iphigenia at Aulis from 604 AD.
Had that right off the tip of my tongue.
It's totally, it's still totally an apropos show. I mean, 1,400 years later, so it's pretty crazy. But anyway, this is a modern adaptation written by Charles Mee, who you may be familiar with. He wrote Big Love, not the TV show about polygamy, but a play called Big Love, and Redwood Curtain did that a number of years ago.
Right.
And we've got Casey Sarge, who plays the title role, Iphigenia. We have Ruben Botello, who is Soldier Number 2, which is deceiving because it's a real role, not just a chorus member. We got Matt Cole, who plays Menelaus, the brother of the king, and the evildoer.
Nice.
Yep. And I'm directing the thing.
Ooh, fantastic. Alrighty. So, Casey, your last name is Sarge, but Ruben next to you is actually playing the soldier.
That's yes.
Good point.
That's kind of interesting. That's kind of interesting. Casey, tell us about your character.
Oh, goodness. Well, she's the daughter of the king, and she's really just a happy-go-lucky daddy's girl that is looking to have some fun, and in this case, she's come to town to get married, and the things that ensue as soon as she gets there, stuff starts to go all crazy, go downhill, go uphill, and everywhere in between, too. But it's all about her finding herself, and gosh, I don't want to give any spoilers, but...
Yeah, 1,400-year-old spoiler.
Yeah, that is true.
good point. So, I guess, what is the play about?
So, the play is about a king who has a Sophie's Choice. He has to choose, essentially, between saving face for his country... getting Helen of Troy, who is Menelaus's wife, getting her back from Troy because she's been stolen away.
They took her from me.
Yeah, they took her from him. Yeah. And the soldiers say that they will not go to war unless the king makes a sacrifice commensurate with their own. Sort of understanding this principle on the macro level, he agrees and he says, okay, I'll sacrifice my daughter Iphigenia to this cause. So he says, all right, we'll tell Iphigenia she's going to get married to my star soldier Achilles, and we'll bring them to the palace, and then we'll sacrifice her. But then he has a second thinking session, and he starts to realize that his choice on the street level is completely untenable. So it's this crazy battle of, like, you know, what is... what are our world leaders, you know, what are they, kind of decisions do they have to make in order to maintain the hegemony of their state? And is that in concert, or is that completely against street level morality? It's a really good conversation.
Cool.
Yeah. And timeless. Yeah.
Alrighty. And 1,400 years in the making.
That's right. That's right. And totally apropos still. I mean, it's like, you know, this is an issue that we'll be dealing with as humanity forever. So it's really an important conversation for us to have. And we're going to have post-show discussions after every show. So
oh, cool.
That's pretty neat. Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I just want to introduce the crew. So Ruben, tell us a little about yourself and this role.
Hi, I'm an actor. I've played in multiple local shows here through different theaters. I'm excited about playing at the Eagle House. It's a place I've always wanted to play in. So my role is Soldier Number 2. it's basically
great name.
Yeah, and I think there's probably a purpose behind it, me having Soldier Number Two as my title instead of an actual name. But I really enjoy this play. It's kind of like an abstract twist on the story of Troy. It kind of reminds me of steampunk in a way, where it's like takes place in an old time period that has like elements of like the future in it. So this kind of alternates between the Greek era of Troy and today's age. You'll hear like references to both time periods, and and it has like moral messages and
So just to interject a little bit, the soldiers do this awesome dance where they strip down to their tighty whities and they do a dance to a Lil Wayne song. So it's like we've got that kind of element in the show, and then there's also this classical Greek language that's like peppered throughout it. It's really an interesting thing.
I didn't know Lil Wayne dated back to 1400 years ago. You learn something new every day.
Little old Wayne,
that's right. And Matthew, I know Helen of Troy gets stolen from you. Let's tell us about your role and you as a local actor.
I'm a local actor as well. I've done things at HSU and NCRT and Ferndale. Menelaus for me is a rare opportunity to embrace one of the stronger arguments for war in our culture.
For war.
Okay. Right. It's Menelaus is a kind of, he embodies, I guess, the argument which is voiced through the soldiers that that a leader of society should have to sacrifice, of course, something as much as the soldiers do. What I really like about this play is that the gods are sort of removed from the picture. And in the original Euripides play, the gods make the demand of Iphigenia's sacrifice. Mm-hmm. But it's more of a social aspect in this story where the soldiers who are going to do the fighting are the ones making those demands. And so, like Zach said, it's from the street this demand comes to the leader. And there's sort of a marriage disagreement between the two.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sounds great. So we should probably tell folks, we alluded to the fact that it's going to be at the Eagle House, but that is where it's going to be. It's March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Yes, sir.
Is it like at 8 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, okay.
Yep, across the board.
A little early. Okay, and is it a long show?
It's a two-act show, mm-hmm. but it's about an hour 40.
Okay.
With 20-minute talk back, and then there'll be a band at Fatsy's afterwards.
Oh, nice.
So you can hang around and have a drink and, think about the show and talk mm-hmm. about the show and listen to music.
So we should note that you can get tickets in advance. I know that's kind of like not a humble thing, but you actually can get your tickets.
You can.
You actually can get your tickets in advance. They're at Brown Paper Tickets. What's the exact thing you
do? Yeah, so it's Iphigenia, Iphigenia, brownpapertickets.com.
That's easy to remember.
Totally. That's why I said it really slow.
Iphigenia what? Yeah. Yes, you've got a bad case of Iphigenia. No cure, but with treatment, it can be controlled.
That's right.
That's right. Well, fantastic. That's going to be at the Eagle House. And again, it's a Night Vision Theater. New theater company, right?
Yep. New company forming.
Nice. Yes. Nice. Yes. Hey, this is great. This is one thing I just love about Humboldt County. Humboldt County is so into the arts. I mean, it's like we've got a microscopic-sized community, and we've got several theater companies. And, we've got more artists than... Yeah, just about anything else.
I know. I love it.
It's fantastic. Yep. Yeah, the last census I was looking at, better than 50% of the people listed artist as one of the things they do.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Almost outnumbered the methamphetamine addicts.
Almost.
Almost.
Almost. It's sort of like how the cows outnumber the people here in Ferndale 10 to 1.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Well, go see Iphigenia. It sounds like a wonderful play. You can get your tickets in advance or... As most Humboldt County folks
you
do,
show
just
up.
Show up.
We've got a square reader for you.
That is right. And again, it's a 7 o'clock start, so think of that. It's a little earlier than most plays. So 7 o'clock, Eagle House. That is March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and then again March 8th, 9th, and 10th.